Every year, we put millions of tons of fertiliser onto our soils, and although it certainly helps plants to grow, it also damages the environment. So why are these fossil fuel-based nitrogen fertilisers such a problem? Pete Blessard is from Plant Impact PLC.
The main environmental impact is called runoff, and that's why you walk past a lake or a reservoir and you're seeing a lot of blue algae. In America, we're doing a lot of work in Chesapeake Bay, which is the eastern seaboard at USA. £28 million, not value but in weight, of nitrogen fertilizer runs off into the Chesapeake Bay area alone. So £28 million in weight of nitrogen fertilizer is not going into the soil of the plant. It's literally running out into the sea and damaging the environment. The government is very, very concerned in the US about this, and it's a national issue. It's same in UK. I mean, most of the UK is a nitrate vulnerable zone, as we call it, which means the farmers are restricted by how much nitrogen they can actually place on the field. What we've developed is a nitrogen technology that's liquid. It's fixed round the plant roots. It does not leach into the environment. And over a course of 2 to 3 months, it is all taken up by the plant.
In terms of the actual runoff that you get, I mean, if nitrogen is good for the plants, then why isn't the runoff a good thing as well? Isn't it just fertilising other plants?
A lot of the nitrogen, besides releasing greenhouse gas, for every 1 tonne of nitrogen fertiliser, the numbers I've seen, there's 8 tonnes released of greenhouse gas. And agriculture, whilst we can't live without it, is a big user of water. Water is a sensitive issue, certainly where I work in Middle East. Now, we can't live without it, but we can change the practice. When we look at our nitrogen technology, it's fixed in the soil. It does not what they call volatilize, i.e. make a gas to go up into the environment, and it does not run through past the plant into our water course. When the nitrogens that do run off, they're actually going into lakes and feeding too much seaweed, too much algae bloom, and that algae bloom is, none of it is healthy, and it's going where it shouldn't be. It's disrupting fish supplies and all sorts.
So how do you fix that nitrogen then and stop it A, running off, and B, evaporating into the air?
We have a secret process, but we have a way of aiming nitrogen. Nitrogen cycle, without being complex, is broken by our technology so that the plant takes up our nitrogen in an aiming form rather than normal nitrate nitrogen. What that means, in a simple way, when the farmer puts quite a lot of nitrogen on, and I stress the plants do need this nitrogen, but he puts a lot on, a lot is wasted. But it's like fast food. It's like going to a fast food house. It's very easy to eat fast food. It take it up very quick. So the plants take up nitrogen from the N fertilizer very fast, and it has rapid growth. Usually that growth is very weak, and it lets a lot of diseases in. Our aiming form of nitrogen that's fixed and does not run off is very, very much harder for the plant to take up, but we ensure we've been fixed around the root zone. It is taken up over 2 to 3 months, and the plant gets all it needs from our nitrogen. It adopts a healthier growth habit. It makes it usually a shorter plant with more fruit in sights. And again, through 3 to 5 years trials, we've proven beyond belief to many farmers this is the way to go for most crops, and it works on most crops.
And where does this nitrogen come from?
It's a chemical process again, where it's natural nitrogen, but we do catalyse it in a different way, but that is a secret process. It's a natural element from the soil, going back to the soil.
And what kind of impact do you think this has for farmers if they adopt these kind of methods?
Well, we're working with growers all over the world, with 200 trials worldwide, and what they're seeing is that with the surge in prices of fertiliser last year, people are looking for different ways to fertilise a plant. We are into much lower volumes and much higher yielding outputs, marketable yield for the farmer. We've got trials right across USA, trials through South America, right across Europe. These people are very discerning, and the reason that they're seeing that is it's just giving more marketable yield with far, far less nitrogen going onto the field, and it's a healthier soil and a healthier plant, and it helps his bank balance as well.
That's Pete Blessard.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.